everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Duncan Aviation Straight Talk podcast. We have started a new series where each episode we get a glimpse of what it's like to work in different departments at Duncan Aviation. My name is Eric Anderson, and today I'm joined by James Rosecrans to discuss what it's like being an engine overhaul technician at Duncan Aviation. James, thanks for joining us today. Let's kick this off. Can you talk a little bit about what your background looked like prior to coming to Duncan Aviation?
So prior to Duncan Aviation, I was in the Navy out in San Diego. I was quartermaster. I did like navigation, visual communications, that kind of thing. And then I ended up going to A&P school out in San Diego.
Why'd you choose A&P school?
I always kind of liked aircraft as growing up. And, you know, it's about that time where I got a real job. So it just kind of seemed to work out. And the GI Bill was nice.
Awesome. How long have you been in Duncan Aviation?
5 years.
Okay. Why'd you choose to come here?
So I came here because I had two friends that I went to A&P school with, and they're both working here, and they're saying it's a pretty good company. So I decided to apply, and they flew me out here, you know, for the interview, and kind of just saw the facilities and saw everything that Duncan had to offer. And I was like, you know what? This seems like a good fit for right now.
Awesome. You say you've been here for 5 years. What does your progression through the company look like?
So I started out as a engine line tech one, and then I moved my way up to tech three, got my QI. I got run qualified on a couple aircraft, and then I kind of had an accident and, you know, was unable to perform that job. So they found me something to do in the parts reclamation department where Duncan buys engines, and then they kind of find what parts within it they can use, and we, you know, inspect them, tag them, and then Duncan can sell them. Now I'm on the floor in the engine overhaul shop, you know, helping out with CZIs, CZRs, MPIs, teardowns, you know, build up, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You mentioned you're in the Navy. How is being in the military and at Duncan Aviation similar?
I'd have to say the camaraderie. Like, you kind of have that same banter between people that you would have in the military. You know, it's kind of that way.
So let's jump into your job duties a little more. What does a typical day look like for you as an engine overhaul technician?
It can kind of vary depending upon what is like needed that day, because sometimes you have projects that are a little more precedent than other ones. So you could be doing buildups, teardowns. You could also be doing things like building modules, like the accessory gearbox, you know, transfer gearbox, LVT mod, all those kind of things.
What is your favorite part about being an engine overhaul technician at Duncan Aviation?
I kind of think the fact that you can see what's going on with the engine. You get to see all how all the parts work together, how they all fit, where they are on the engine, and it just kind of puts everything together and makes sense for you.
Yeah, you know, these engines are sometimes multi-million dollar pieces of machinery. How do you ensure that safety is a top priority in dealing with these engines?
So the way that they kind of work it out is we have carts that kind of, you know, where you put parts in a specific order. And there's parts that, you know, you got to prevent corrosion from happening. So we will put them in a bag with oil and make sure, you know, that they're sealed airtight. Like, for instance, your fan blades, we have carts that are designed to hold the fan blades in place so they don't move around and ding each other, you know, mess up the midspans or anything like that. We also have like curvet coupling protectors that you put on the back of your like HPT disc or your LPC discs. You know, there's all kinds of measures that we do to make sure that nothing happens to the customer's engine.
Awesome. Do you have any advice for someone who's considering a career at Duncan Aviation?
The best thing I would say is, you know, kind of reach out and see if you can take a tour and see our facility and see what it is that Duncan actually has to offer. But there's multiple facilities they could check out. You know, it's not just Lincoln. There's Provo. You got Battle Creek, number of satellites.
Exactly. And I'd say from my end, check out our social media pages. We post a ton of different pictures and videos and stories from everything we do here at all four locations. So check that out. It's a great way to kind of gain more insight into the company and what we do. So if a listener wanted to become an engine overhaul technician specifically, what advice would you give them?
I'd say just apply. I mean, get your name in there. They like to see those people that kind of just want to take charge and go for it. I mean, that's the best way, is let them know you're interested and then they can reach out to you.
Yeah. Going off that, what is your ideal, or what is the ideal engine overhaul technician? What do they look like?
I mean, there's, you know, no real like ideal look. I mean, it's just, you got to have somebody who's going to have cut some bruises on their hands because they're not afraid to, you know, get after it, you know, put a wrench in the other one and go for it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking the time to give us a glimpse of what it's like to be an engine overhaul technician at Duncan Aviation. If you guys want to learn more about Duncan Aviation and the careers we offer, please visit our website at duncanaviation.aero/careers and follow us on social media. Thanks, everyone.